Welcome back. It is Rosie on the house in the landscape and garden. We're going to go to James and Awatuki talking lawn and weeds. Would you like to test this weed zinger, James, and give us a report on it?
Well, I think you guys just gave me my answer. I mean, and it also sounds like fun.
Especially if you have kids. Give them a chore to do.
Well, it'll end up being me, but it still sounds like fun. I've taken this weed to a couple of the big box stores and haven't been able to get it, you know, figured out what it is. Last year I used just an over-the-counter weed killer that supposedly doesn't kill the lawn, and then, you know, sprayed it right on it and, of course, killed everything around it. So replanted, reseeded in the area, and it still came back up this year. And it's, someone said something that's like called splurge, but then it's something, I've heard something else. It's got little pods on it. So when you pull it out, the pods go everywhere. I finally just got tired of it and just keep cutting it down with the lawnmower, but, you know, then it just seems to kind of spread. So just haven't figured out what it is. And I had a picture. I was actually asking to find out if there was a way to send a picture of it. Yeah. To you guys and let me know what it was. But
info@rosieonthehouse.com That actually goes to three different emails so we can address address issues in a timely manner. And I say that goes to Stan, so because he likes to stay up all night answering emails.
My spare time.
Not a problem.
Yeah, give it a email and we'll figure out what it is for you. And then tell you how to get rid of it.
We appreciate the call as it relates to lawns. And he's saying it was come back. I mean, weeds are always going to come back. The haboob's going to blow in seeds. Your neighbor's going to blow in seeds. You're going to have bird drop going to bring in more seeds.
Right.
You'll never just apply once, kill the weed, and live happily ever after.
Well, the best way to, if you have a lawn, the best way to prevent weeds is to have a good, healthy lawn. Because if you have a good, thick lawn, weeds are going to have a pretty hard time growing in there. So that's the number one best preventative. Now, if you've got gravel or a granite desert-type landscape, then using a pre-emergent herbicide, if you want to prevent weeds, is a good way to go. Then you don't have to apply a lot of weed killers and herbicides and that sort of thing.
And those pre-emergents, it's something, again, you have to apply biannually?
Generally twice a year, spring and fall. So, you do it in spring. That kind of prevents the stuff that comes up later in the spring or the summer. And in the fall, prevents your winter, which is the most critical, because that's generally when we get our worst weeds is in the winter and spring, because we get, you know, enough winter moisture. So if you were going to pick two kind of dates, first day of fall, first day of spring would be great times to do that. And you can use pre-emergent in your lawn as well. In fact, we carry a lawn food and pre-emergent combination, which is a great way to go. So especially as we're starting to transition, if you had a winter lawn, you should have had that pretty well scalped down now, trying to burn that ryegrass up, start feeding the Bermuda grass or hybrid Bermuda and use some pre-emergent in it. Be a good way to go right now.
You answered my question. I'm keeping that when you say a good, healthy lawn, when we're doing our transition period, mm-hmm. What opportunity does that open for weeds to get in? Or generally speaking,
Generally not. You know, if you've got a good thick thatch under there, you know, the Bermuda thatch is under that ryegrass that's dying, you know, and that's what's covering the soil. There's no open pockets of soil for a seed to germinate or grow in. It's all shaded or covered by even just the thatch of the dormant lawn will generally prevent a lot of them.
So you bring up an interesting point. I was thinking about thatching my Bermuda now. Is that not a good idea? Should there be a good layer of thatch, you know, on top of the ground?
Thatch is a good thing. Too much thatch is bad.
Okay.
So you do need to dethatch occasionally. And now is the best time. As the Bermuda starts to grow rapidly, a lot of people make the mistake of thatching when they do their winter lawn, mm-hmm. or thatching too early or too late. You want it to recover quickly. So now is a good time to do it.
How do I thatch? Rake and elbow grease?
Well, you can. That's really hard work, taking a rake and, you know, getting in there and
dragging through that.
Dragging through it. It's a lot harder than you think. You can rent a power rake or verticutter, or they just call them thatching machines. It gets in there and does it with a power rake.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
That's what I'm talking about.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.